Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving a mouth
on.
Dress
like a million bucks,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Turn them out.
Turn them out.
Turn them on to the morning, y'all. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah.
come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. God been good to me. Man, I can't explain it all, really. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody of something that I need reminding of myself all the time. And I'm dealing with a couple of things now, and I had to remind myself. You know what I have to remember? I have to constantly remind myself to stay in constant communication with God. Constant communication with God. You know, sometimes, you know, I have a tendency, and maybe we do all as people, I don't know, but I know for me, that when it's going okay, I slack up in sometimes having conversations with him because I'm not coming to him on a daily with something that's pressing or something. And I find myself slacking up in the communication. The danger I have learned in that is this. I think, you know, I mean, we've all heard old people say, you know, you got to stay prayed up, you know. And, you know, prayed up means, you know, you got some stored up. You just got an abundance of them where you're putting it in. Because what happens is when you're not in constant communication with God, when you're not constantly praying, during those good times, that allows for the enemy to slip in and do the little things that can be upsetting. And then the next thing you know it, you get several little things in a row. Now you got an issue you're dealing with. You know, I have to remind myself when it's going like that, man, have I really been praying though? Have I really been in constant communication with God? Because, you know, that helps guard against that little bitty stuff coming in. Now, sometimes it's big stuff. Sometimes it's major stuff. But I've noticed, man, that when I get on a more of a smooth plane in life, I have a tendency to slack up in that department. And that ain't the time to slack up. I'm really learning that I have to stay in constant communication with God because it enables me to ward off those little things coming up that can get in the way. And so I just wanted to make you aware of that as I'm learning it myself. That staying prayed up is important, that you try to stock prayers. You know, you try to, you know, have some prayers in the bank, so to speak, and just constant communication with him because it'll just safeguard you against a lot of stuff backdooring you. You know, I just wanted to make sure you understood that because on your journey, it's going to be many obstacles. I've said this 100 times on the show. The road to success is always under construction. I say that all the time. And it's to let you understand that it's not going to be easy. But we can make it more difficult than it has to be. You know, when you go out, strike out on a journey, you know, let's say I got in my car. Let's say I'm in New York and I get in my car and I say I'm going to L.A. I know if I drive west and continue to drive west, eventually I should get to California, or I may wind up in Portland or Seattle or something like that. But if I drive west, I'm going to eventually get to the West Coast. Now, wouldn't it be smarter, though, if I mapped out the route, which saved me a bunch of driving I don't need and figuring that I don't have to calculate? When you know the way to go, you know, if you know you want to cut cross on the 20 or you want to cut cross on the 70 or you want to cut cross on the 10, you know, you got to devise a route. Now, if I want to go visit some people I know, then I know I need to go down. You know, I might go through Ohio, come down on the 80, then get on 71. And take that all the way down to the 10 and then ride across. Or I might take it to the 20, cut through Texas, and then let it link back up on the 10. I know a lot of different ways. But guess what? The best way is to map it out. You can go anywhere. But if you go with a map, it's more precise. You save yourself a lot of time. And that's what prayer has taught me. That if I continuously pray, that I stay in a prepared mode. I have more idea of where I'm going. I'm more secure with my route. If you just take off driving, heading west, yeah, you'll eventually get to the West Coast if you out east. But guess what, though? Had you mapped it out, you can see when you veering off. You may stop, come out, and not be paying attention. Next thing you know, you're on a route and you're going another way. You're going north when you could easily still be going west. You've got to constantly be aware of that. And I'm just pointing that out to you because I know that on your journey, a lot of times you get sidetracked. And part of the ways we get sidetracked is we lose out on that very, the very beneficial resource of prayer. We lose out. Our connection with God gets strained. The thicker you can keep the cord connected to God, if you thin out your communication with God, and instead of having a big, thick cable, now you're dealing with a little thread. You know, a cable is stronger than thread. And so it just decreases your opportunity. And so, you know, I wanted to just make you aware of that. And, you know, to ever be encouraging to say to everybody out there, and just keep your head up. It is going to be dark days for you. There are going to be situations where it's going to be daunting and hard to face. But man, oh man, oh man, everybody has to face these challenges. Everybody get dark sometimes. You know, look, if you didn't lose, you wouldn't even appreciate winning. Because if it all went your way all the time, do you know how complacent and content and how easy life would be if it just went your way all the time? So when it kept going your way, you wouldn't even appreciate it, because guess what? It's been going this way the whole time. So what life does is it has its checks and balances. These hard times are coming, and you need the hard times to appreciate the good times. You need the clouds and you need the rain to appreciate the sun and the flowers. It's just when it comes to prayer, though, just stay prayed up. Stay constant with it, because the challenges of life are coming, whether you prayed up or not. They're coming. Understand that. You could pray every day, all day. When you get through praying every day, all day, something going to happen to you that's going to be challenging. Now, I would rather have been in communication with God on a regular than wait to every time something pop off to have to go to and reintroduce myself. Okay? I was over a little around the board with it today, but that's how it came to me. So there it is. I ain't mad at it. Y'all have a great day. We're going to have a good one today. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we back. What you mean we back? We back for another day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm glad then. That's what you tell me to do. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm here. Never could have made it. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South Jr., better known as Kill Spade and the legend of nephew Thomas Miles. Junior, what's on your mind today?
I need some help, Unc. I need some help this morning.
Shut up, Steve.
Nah, I ain't asking you for no money or nothing. Unc. I ain't doing that.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't think that, Junior.
Nah. But we talked earlier, man, or before the show, we talked about this, man, and you just talked about showing up. Even when it's hard, it's difficult. What's the importance in just showing up?
Well, see, the circumstances still have to be measured into the desired effect and the goal. I'll give you an example. Here's a set of circumstances. Let's say all of us here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, we wake up, and all of us just kind of woke up on the wrong side of bed. Just the biorhythms is off. We're just not really feeling ourselves today. But guess what? We are the components of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The goal is to provide laughter, entertainment, information, and inspiration. That's what we're here for. The fact that we got up on the wrong side of the bed and the biorhythms is off, the other people out there that's driving to work, that's on their way to school, that's just getting off, that's trying to get their day started, they don't know that, nor do they need to know that. So what they want is what they still need from us is what we've been giving them. So the circumstances, you cannot allow that to dictate the outcome or the desired effect. So when life comes along and gives you that cold slap that it got for all of us, and I mean, man, it hit you with that hammer dead in the face, there are some people somewhere counting on you to show up. Uh-huh. And guess what you got to do? I'm sorry. Ta-da. You got to show up. You got to show up and show out.
Right.
Because they don't know. Do you know how many comedians I know, man, get in an argument backstage or get mad because the comedian in front of them that went long and take that attitude out on stage and start having a bad show because of what happened backstage and then start talking about this guy went long. He wasn't supposed to do but 20 minutes. He'd been out here 40 minutes. The audience didn't pay for none of that.
And they don't know that.
Bruh, they don't know none of this. And the fact that you're having a bad day ain't got nothing to do with that. People pay to laugh. Your issue with your contract, your issue with your manager, your issue with all that other mess, nobody give a damn about that.
The show must go on.
Bruh, we got to show up and show out. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from a nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to run it back. Gingivitis. This goes out to everybody that has it, everybody that's dealing with it, everybody that needs to floss, below the gums, gingivitis. All right, let's go, Cat.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Kelvin Davis.
Yeah, this is Kelvin. Who am I speaking with?
How you doing, Kelvin? Let me make sure I got the right Kelvin. Kelvin, you at the job, you work on the fourth floor, right?
Yeah, I work on the fourth floor.
Are you in the cubicle next to Randy?
Yeah, matter of fact, I am. But who am I speaking with?
Well, I'm not at liberty to give my name right now, but I'm bringing some news from the job that I think you might want to, this is some news I think that you would probably want to know. And let's just say I'm an employee from another floor. And I got wind of what was going on the fourth floor, and I wanted to bring it to your attention because I think on your floor nobody's bringing this to your attention. You know.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You can't tell me your name, but you work on a floor below me. Do you know me?
I've seen you before. I've seen you before.
Okay. No. Do you know me?
I mean, I don't know you. No. So no.
How did you get to so-called being the spokesperson for people who work with me?
Hey, man, I just wanted to give you the news because the whole fourth floor is gossiping about you and nobody's telling you what's going on.
Okay, so obviously the gossiping about me has got to you on the third floor and now you are coming to be my deliverer, so to speak.
I'm just a guy bringing you some news, man. I'm just here to let me ask you this, bro. Are you flossing at night? What business is that of yours? I'm just asking. Are you flossing at night? Do you floss on a regular basis?
Yeah, I floss on a regular basis. What's that got to do with the price of tea in China?
Okay. When's the last time you've been to the dentist?
Man, who the hell are you?
Hey, let me tell you, to be honest with you, man, my problem is not really with you. I'm really upset with the people on the floor that's not telling you. But you know,
well, why ain't you talking to them?
Well, the problem is, man, is that they talking about you and they're not telling you what your issue is. So let's get to the issue at hand. So you are flossing. You are flossing. That's what you're saying?
Damn straight I floss.
Okay, are you brushing your tongue?
Come on now. You don't have to question me about my hygienic makeup. Okay. You don't know me. You have never talked to me. But you're going to side with a bunch of folks that think they know me because they work for me.
I'm not siding with them, brother. I'm not siding with them. But
you're making a call on their behalf. You're siding with them.
Okay, Kel.
This is bull, man.
Kel, listen to me.
This is messed up, dude. Really? You don't even know me and you're going to approach me like this?
So, Kel, they think you have gingivitis.
Oh.
I mean, are you when you go to your dentist, are y'all cleaning below your gums?
Dude, the dentist do what he do. I'm laying there with my mouth wide open. And I go more often than every 6 months. So what the hell are you talking about?
Well, okay, something is wrong, okay? And everybody's saying that it's you, it's your breath. That's just, you know, they saying they live in the fourth floor to go down to the lobby just to get some fresh air.
Oh, that's bull. Well, this is what I want you to do. Since you're speaking on their behalf, tell every one of them sorry so-and-sos that if they got a problem with me, they need to come approach me. And then, if it's that bad, I'll blow my stank ass breath in their face. Bring it on. Because this conversation with you is really way off base because you have no business calling me, telling me what they say.
Can I give you some items to mix together for you to gargle with later tonight?
You work in the building, but now you're a dentist. Man, you know what? This is bull, and we gonna settle this tomorrow. First thing in the morning, I'm gonna go to the fourth floor and wait for all these sorry so and so's to come up there who's been talking about me behind my back. And guess what? You invited to the party too, player. Since you gonna be their representative, each one of them lying bastards when they get in there, as far as I'm concerned, when tomorrow get here, is gonna be ass whooping. And if you want some of it, show up since you're the representative. Because you can get a bit of it.
Do you think it could be some cavities or something? Do you think
my foot in your cavity ass is what it's going to be. And whoever else want to try to take it out, they going to get it in theirs. So guess what? It's on tomorrow. I ain't got gingivitis.
Are you only brushing in the morning when you leave for work? Are you only brushing me?
Have you not understood me? Don't keep questioning me. You can question me tomorrow after I whoop their ass and yours. Why'd you do me this way? Then I tell you.
Can you bring your toothbrush tomorrow?
Yeah,
can you
bring? I'll bring a toothbrush. It's five fingers on my toothbrush. I bring them, they'd be balled up, and you will get the Mr. Cleaning that you ain't never thought you would get from a dentist.
Okay.
They just don't know what you started.
Hey, man. Hey, bro. Calm down, man. Just calm down. We're trying to fix the problem.
This is going to fix the problem.
Kevin, you kicking ass is not going to change your breath.
I ain't going to worry about it. Well, guess what? Them lying jokers can come down there and sit in your cubicle.
All right, so do you want to know who put this out there? I want you to know me when you see me tomorrow.
Go ahead and lay it out for me. Tell me who the hell you are.
So this is Nephew Tavi from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Randy got me to prank phone call you, man.
You know what? You almost caused me to say something. You is lying to me. How you going to call brother and do me like that, man? Yeah, okay, I got you. You wait till I see Randy in the morning. You wait till I see him.
right, man, give it to me. This 2020, baby, tell me what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land.
Without a doubt, man, it got to be Nephew Tommy and the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That is.
Okay.
Brush at night. Tommy. Some of y'all don't. Brush at night. Damn.
Go to the dentist. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, R. Kelly jurors are not disqualified for watching his docuseries. Plus, Swizz Beatz and Timbaland are suing Triller for $28 million. And in trending headline news, Kentucky protesters drowned out part of gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron's speech at a recent rally by shouting out Breonna Taylor's name. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. Yeah, but right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready and waiting. Inez from Tulsa. Inez from Tulsa writes, my brother recently moved to town and he's been hanging out with my ex-husband. My ex-husband has turned my brother against me, and my brother had the nerve to tell me that I ran my husband off. Never mind that my husband cheated on me. Is that my fault too? How can he pick that man's side over mine?
Well, your brother's stupid.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen to
And your brother ain't just get stupid. Inez. You know, Rutherford been stupid.
Rutherford.
Damn near his whole life. First of all, he done moved. And he running with your ex-husband. Now, he done turned him against his sister. How stupid is Rutherford?
I'm with you when you're right, Steve.
Yeah.
For sure.
And Inez, you are too old to care.
Change your name.
Yeah, she probably loves her brother, though. You don't like Inez.
No, you can't change that. You just have to go with your nickname, Any.
What's it? What is it?
Any.
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 You may as well say Inez.
Yeah.
Just as long.
Yeah.
If not,
you know, but it just say, it take the Z off so it don't sound so slavery. It just takes some of the slavery off.
Well, we're going to go from Inez to Fiona in Delaware.
Ooh.
Fiona says, I'm 42 and I've been divorced twice. I'm a Republican and my new boyfriend has never voted in his life. Yet he says our political differences are messing up our relationship. I didn't support Trump and my boyfriend has never supported any of the candidates. So is he just making up excuses to break up?
Mm.
Fiona,
you've been divorced twice.
Mm-hmm.
You're 42.
Mm-hmm.
So let me show you what I think has happened with these two divorces, even though that ain't your question.
No, it's not.
The new man that you just picked is claiming that y'all's political differences is causing a problem.
Yeah.
You're dating a man that ain't ever voted.
Mm-hmm.
You're a Republican that don't support Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Well, y'all have nothing in common.
Nothing.
You're a little mixed up yourself.
Why do you say that?
That's a black dude and a white woman.
Yeah. So. Well, I don't find a white woman named Fiona.
Didn't you watch Shrek?
Yeah. Fiona. Shrek.
Didn't you watch Shrek?
That was a cartoon. They gave her the name. Eddie was a donkey.
Fiona. But she was green.
They gave her the name.
She was green.
What the hell are you talking about? Did you watch Shrek? Fiona was a cartoon.
In real life, she would have been white, is the point, with the name like Fiona.
Cameron Diaz? What's
Cameron Diaz.
Hey, where are we going with this here?
I don't know.
You said Fionas are black.
I'm writing jokes. What is y'all analyzing them for? Damn.
We're not analyzing.
Okay, well, just let me tell the damn joke. Now, if you know a white Fiona, where she at? Other than on Shrek.
In Shrek.
She was green, though.
But anyway, I think her picker is off a bit. You need to relax, pull up a little bit, try to find a date. The next person you date should have something in common with you. Find your ass a Republican that you can date, a black Republican. They out there. Oh, Lord, they out there. Oh, date you somebody where y'all can agree on something. And go on and live your life because, you know, whatever. And Trump's not coming back. Just need y'all to know that. He's in the fight of his life
except
right now.
Except that.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all need to start working through that right now. Yes. Get all them hillbillies together with them guns threatening to kill all these FBI agents and stuff. Get all these hillbillies. Go sit your ass down. Trump ain't coming back. We told y'all the South wasn't rising again. You ain't believe that. Now you think Trump coming back. He ain't coming back either. How long? Elvis is really dead.
Denial.
Damn, man. Boy, when they hang on to something, they hang on tight. To the end. They don't even believe the truth no more. They stole that election, you know. No, they didn't.
That is the biggest lie. Oh, all right, moving on.
He ain't trying to help y'all from climbing that wall. Y'all ass going to jail.
Ooh, they were scaling it, though.
Yeah, and he ain't got time to help y'all because his ass might be going himself.
Facts.
All right, moving on, Steve, to Amy in Montgomery. Amy says, my co-worker introduced me to a man, and we hit it off. But he did something over the weekend that makes me think he's a stalker. I was at brunch with my girls, and I just so happened to see his car ride by the patio. I called him, and he said he wanted to make sure I made it okay. Is that creepy or what?
He's just checking to make sure you made it okay. / you said you are where you said you was going to be.
He's creepy.
He's stalking.
No, listen. Okay, listen to my answer. He called me dry. Is that creepy?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said he was just calling to make sure I made it okay. He was just calling to make sure you made it okay. / that you are where you said you were. See what I'm saying? Kind of pay attention. Yeah. Watch it now.
I caught it the first time.
I did too.
Yeah.
It's still creepy, though. You know.
You're right, Amy. Red flag. Don't ignore them. Red flag.
But I'm agreeing with Amy. I'm just telling her to read the whole thing in. I got what he said. But he drove by slow. Damn, looked like some windows was going to come down. They was going to start shooting. It looked like a drive-by.
That's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Great advice, Steve.
And did he have some rap music playing while he was going by?
Anyway.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Just checking out my trap, trying to see where she at.
Are you rapping now?
Just checking out the trap, trying to see where she at.
Why is he rapping?
I don't know why you're rapping.
Why is he?
He's checking out Amy.
He's doing the speakers in the car too,
with her
the
girls.
No,
all right, thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news and trending headlines. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In Chicago, the federal trial of R. Kelly got started on Monday. Kelly sat in court and watched the long, drawn-out process of jury selection. The judge quizzed more than 60 potential jurors about what they know about R. Kelly, and in this case, of child pornography, plus obstruction of justice. The judge denied the defense's request to bar any juror that watched Lifetime's docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. The judge dismissed half the panel. Many of them admitted to seeing the series and believing they could not be unbiased. Prosecutors and defense attorneys will get their shot today and narrow the field even further. So there you go.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that they've seen the series or not.
They have to import some jurors. They have to import them.
How many more trials he got?
A lot.
As many as it takes.
Yes, a lot of victims, Thomas.
It's a tragedy on all levels.
Yeah.
Because this guy, man, could have had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
The choices he made.
And, he chose to go the other way.
Chose evil.
And participate in some things and pull off some things. Man, I mean, when you got acquitted the first time, go sit your ass down somewhere. But I don't understand. I don't get it at all. Mm-hmm. All these beautiful grown women walk around here. I'm talking about good and grown.
Yeah.
Conversation, talking.
Single.
Yeah. See, problem is with grown women, they talk back. That's the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
They have opinions.
Read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, what's that, Cheryl?
I said, and they can read.
You've never thrown a rock that big before.
It's the truth.
Shot all the windows out.
As she should.
And I meant every word. Every word.
And they can read. Lord, Herbert.
God.
What the hell happened? I don't know. Shirley went by.
I'm in it.
She top five Shirley Strawberry, as you should.
We talk about grown women and opinions.
Yeah, I went there.
Yes. Yes.
Strong ass opinion. Well, guess we'll move on to the next story. Bye.
All right, here we go. We all know that Swiss Beatz and Timbaland created a super popular music battle show called Versus, and now they are suing Triller for $28 million. Now, this is according to TMZ. Swiss and Timbaland agreed to sell Versus to Triller back in January of last year, but they say Triller defaulted on the deal after only 2 payments. Swiss and Timbaland said they settled with Triller after the initial default, but they say Triller played the same game as before, making 1 installment and then not paying up the remaining balance. So Swiss and Timbaland are going after Triller for more than $28 million plus interest.
Do Triller have a trillion? A trillion? How much money Triller got?
Well,
shut up,
Tommy. You just have to find out who's behind Triller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure how the court document, how the corporation is set up and all like that. But Swiss is brilliant guy, man.
Yeah, him and
he's
Tim.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all they suing for is what the contract was.
Yeah.
Right. That's all they suing for. But they want interest now because now you ain't paying. They going to win the case. They just got to figure out how they're going to collect. They're going to win.
Right.
Because they got the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay. Plus interest. I love that part. Plus interest. All right. Finally, in trending headline news, supporters of Breonna Taylor showed up in a big way at a rally in Kentucky and booed Kentucky Attorney General and GOP gubernatorial candidate Daniel Cameron. Cameron is the AG who failed to indict any of the officers who were involved in the killing of Breonna Taylor. Take a listen.
I want you to know that we might be sharing a few laughs today, but whether we're Republican or Democrat, know that we are with you. When natural disasters strike, we take off our partisan hats and we root for each other. We help repair and we help rebuild. We cry together and we laugh together and we pick each other up. And that's what I've seen during the devastation left by the tornadoes and the floods.
Breonna Taylor, yes.
Give it up.
Yeah.
Give
it
he tried up. To stay in his speech, though. Yeah, he
tried. He
tried
to stay in it.
But
he
you
did.
Can tell the sound when you're about to lose. You know it. You can it sound uh-huh. like, you don't that believe what it. You're saying.
That yes. was it, Junior. Recently, the Department of Justice, of course, disagreed with the state's finding and federally charged the four Louisville officers in connection with Breonna Taylor's death. So there you go.
Yes. They understood yeah, justice, the assignment.
Some sort of justice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love
Man,
that.
Taylor mm-hmm. I, he knows yeah. Just, I mean, he tried. He tried to.
Oh, he tried.
To finish his speak over yeah. the
that
over
speech
the
was
crowd.
Drowning.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
But see, you better believe he did. He would. He was a he peeing on himself a little bit. I'm gonna tell you that right now, boy. Because when you're trying to read your speech, and they hollering all of the, I got Jesus. Listen, instead of getting a prescription, visiting a hearing health professional, oh God, a custom filing, people with mild to moderate hearing loss will all be able to buy an hearing aid directly. Oh Jesus, Father, stop the noise. This
Epic
move will
fail.
Make. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. He was on straight struggle.
Yes.
When he got
like
through
it.
Reading that, he just did like this into the mic. Oh.
Oh.
Yes. He got in the back. Mm-hmm. He done cussed security out and everything. Mm-hmm. Where are the guys at?
All right, moving on. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, did your parents embarrass you when they dropped you off at college? We'll talk
yes.
about this.
Yes. Yes.
When we come back, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so here's the question. Did your parents embarrass you when they dropped you off at college? It's that time of year, of course, where parents drive their college freshmen to school and drop them off to be on their own for the first time in their lives. Saying goodbye can be really, really hard. It can be sad, and especially for the parents who may linger a little longer than they should. You know, maybe mom and dad even make a scene by getting overly emotional. So the question is to you, Steve, Junior Tommy, did your parents, were they emotional when they dropped you off? And then Tommy, we have a question for you. You were brought to drop your daughter off at college. So how are Ooh. You feeling, guys?
Were they emotional? No, they wasn't emotional.
What happened? No. What happened, Junior?
When I pulled I up at Prairie View A&M University, Come there on. Was four boys that was sitting on the steps. My mama said, baby, what you doing? They said nothing. They messed up. My mama made them move me in my dorm. I said, what is you doing? What is you doing? I didn't know none of them. I just pulled up in the circle. Holly Hall. What is you doing, mama? What is you doing? They grabbed and moved all my stuff in. Then she told them, take him to Hempstead to the McDonald's. He's hungry. What is you doing? Just leave, mama. They finna whoop my ass as soon as y'all pull off. But the potato day, we've been friends for 25 years. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, that's good.
That's love.
That's good.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it happened.
That's good. Oh, good.
Yeah.
I didn't get dropped off. I'm in the driveway pulling back. My daddy crying. I'm crying. And that was about it. You know, that was about it. Here, boy, call me when you get there. Let me know you made it. All right.
That's it. Okay. They didn't go.
Call me when you get there.
They didn't go.
That's it.
Wow.
They let you be a man.
No, I got dropped off.
Steve.
Here we go.
No, man, it was cool because my parents was older, so they didn't know nothing about no damn college. You know, and I had three roommates and got into the quad and put my stuff. I ain't have one. I ain't need no help. I ain't have number one box, one suitcase. That was all I had in this world. So, so they my mama hugged me and said, "Do good down here, baby. Make us proud." My father hugged me and said, "Keep your eye on these white folks, boy."
That was as to be expected. Yeah,
no, my dad, that's all he said. Keep your eye on these white folks, boy.
Keep your eye. Black power speech.
Yeah, because I had three white roommates. That's all he went, boy. How you finna do this here? Keep your eye on these white folks, boy. Went on out the door.
So you saw each other.
Yeah, and I was the most.
Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail at 877-29-STEVE right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. If you want to leave Steve a message, call him, 877-29-STEVE. All right, this is Mr. Johnson, this first caller, Steve. He's a little upset about some comments you made about the six-year-old boy. Remember we did this story in Ohio who was in the store drinking a malt liquor?
Yes, good morning, Steve Harvey. My name is Johnson. I live in Beaufort, Georgia. Born and raised in Los Angeles, California. Delivered mail for the post office 22 years. I live in a mobile home park here in Georgia. I got down on my luck. And this morning, on this day, August the 16th, you made a comment that that little boy that his mother was giving him beer was probably living a trailer home park. And I feel like that was hurting to some people, especially me, when I listen at your radio show every day. I kind of like you, Steve Harvey. I followed you for years. I'm 71 years old. I'm disabled. I'm on oxygen. Buying my mobile home park is the best I could do at a $90,000 I paid for it. And you hurt my feelings when you downplayed us like we're trailer trash. I really would like to hear from you, and I really think you need to apologize to us listeners for that comment you made. You have a blessed day, Steve Harvey, and I do love you and Tommy and your show and the rest of the cast. God bless you.
I love you, Mr. Johnson. That wasn't me. That was my uncle. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh! Yeah.
That's cool. I love you, too, but I never said trailer trash. I was just talking about where I assumed the boy from. I did it in the form of joke. I'm not going to apologize because I don't feel like I did anything to hurt you. I ain't know your ass lived in the trailer park. I didn't know your ass had fell on your hard ass luck. I didn't know nothing about you being on no oxygen tank. And I didn't know your ass stayed in Beaufort, Georgia. So how you think I was talking directly to your ass, Mr. Johnson? I don't even see how you came to that. So now I'm going to have to stand on this joke I told. You know, I don't get to tell many jokes no more because political correctness is killing me.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you think I'm finna apologize for saying this little ragged-ass boy was riding on a scooter drinking a malt liquor and you think his ass wasn't in front of a trailer, you're sadly mistaken. That's got nothing to do with good people that live in a trailer park. But I'm not finna apologize to your ass. It wasn't you, and it wasn't your grandson. Now, I pray for you.
I apologize on his behalf.
Hanging there
on
me now. You ain't apologizing for me. I'm not finna do that, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, we are.
I love you too, but you got to give me mine. What God made me this way, and I'm not gonna keep apologizing for being who I am and how I am.
Oh, man.
I stand by that joke I told. His little trailer park ass is on the scooter.
All right.
Drinking a malt liquor. No, surely I'm not.
He doing it this morning.
And I'm not finna do it. And he's sitting up in here. Now, I didn't say nothing about Mr. Johnson. Even though he might have rolled past your trailer, Mr. Johnson, I had never mentioned that part. And we're not finna do that. Now, love
you,
Mr.
Johnson.
We love
you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you for listening.
Hope you get off the oxygen tank and all this here.
Man.
I know you spent your $90,000. It's probably real nice and stuff. But if you build a porch in front of it and I see it, and you got that little barbecue thing on the
all
front.
All right, we got another caller, Steve.
Then I'll
Vicky.
Say something. Okay.
Vicky, I'm gonna make out you of Dallas, for we have time.
Okay. Good morning, Steve. My name is Vicky. I'm out of Dallas, and I listen to KRNB 105.7. And I just wanted to let you know, I listen to your show every morning, And I just wanted to let you know that you and your team are the best radio station team in the world, not just in Dallas, but everywhere. And I want you guys to keep up the good work. Also, I want to tell you about your me and myself on your vacation, your golf vacation. You are ignorant, but you're good ignorant. And with the combination and the team that you have, y'all are the best. And I want y'all guys to keep up the good work.
Thank you, Miss Vicky, down in
Thank
Dallas.
You, Vicky.
And it was really nice Thank after you, that. Yeah. And, you know, like it. You said, the best radio show all over the world. Even in Buford, Georgia, at the trailer park. Same damn radio show.
All right, coming up next, Frank phone call with the nephew right after this.
Stupid.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Get this title. Hoochie Daddy Shorts and Tight Jeans. Hoochie What's Daddy happened? Shorts and Tight What's Jeans. We'll find out. We'll find out in just a bit. But right now, like it is infection. Time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Yes. You don't wear it.
All right, here it is. This right here is Gene. I got you, girl.
Oh.
Gene, I got you. You know, I'm always helpful to people. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You know, that's what I do.
This is some Gene, foolishness.
I got you, girl. Let's go.
Hello?
It's me, the Gene.
Yeah, what's up? Who this?
My name is Vernon, brother. What's playing?
What's going on?
I need to holler at you for a minute, my man.
About what?
I want to holler at you about your wife. So you got a minute?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I don't even know how to break this to you, dog. I just want to be straight up with you, man. Me and your wife been kind of seeing each other. And really... She want to let you go, but she ain't, you know, she really ain't got it up in her to say she want to let you go. So, you
uh-huh.
know, I'm coming to you like a man and letting you know, that she really wanted to shut it down with you. We've been seeing each other for a minute now.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how we can, you know, I'm just coming at you like a man, brother, trying to let you know she don't even really want you no more. You know, we done talked about it, and, I'm just trying to get it all I know. I'm tired.
Right.
I'm tired of hiding with it, really.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, it's a lot smoother than I expected, player.
I mean, it is what it is.
It is what it is. I mean, long as you cool. I thought, you know, I just want to be a man, call and holler at you and let you know. Have you seen her today?
And where you from?
From Jersey. I'm up around Newark.
I mean, you said it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, anytime another man finna call another man about his wife, I mean, yeah, you don't expect it to be nothing, you know, pretty simple. That's for sure.
I mean,
I didn't contemplate it a long time by calling you. So, you know, today I just said to hell with it.
How you get my number?
No, I've been had your number. I done had your number a long time.
All right, now you say you looking, it's a lot smoother than you thought it was going to be. It ain't that smooth, but, you know.
You don't
like,
want
you know, like, the thing is, you got one up on me because you know my information. Now I got to come find you.
Okay. Wait. Hold up now.
Yeah.
You feel like...
Oh, no. I don't need to hold up. You tell what you're going to say.
Okay. You feel like you need to be looking for me or something?
Yeah.
Well, brother, look ahead. Let's check this out. This is a decision that the wife has made. You understand what I'm saying? See, you have no reason to be mad at me about anything. You have no reason to be coming looking for me or any information on me. Because, see, when that happens, then it's going to really get stanky up in here. And I'm trying not to let that happen. That's why I'm calling you like a man, brother.
Trust me, man. It ain't nothing that I'm never worried about.
Okay. Well, I'm just letting you know, man. I'm letting you know up front. Me and her contemplated a long time, yada, yada. So now, you know, here we are. So I said, you know what, the hell with it. I'm calling today.
Y'all should have did this on the phone together. Out of respect to both of y'all a lot more.
Okay, well, you know, and then, you know, if that's what it's got to be, we'd be face-to-face together, whatever it's got to be, man.
So, well, that's what I prefer, you know.
Okay. So, but let me ask you this here. Where it's going in? Once we both stand flat-footed and tell you how it is, then what?
I ain't going to never be flat-footed.
Okay. Well, flat-footed or upside down, any way you want to look at it, bro. I'm trying not to get into this physical part, but it seems like you're leaning that way with me.
It could be whatever, you know. You could be on this side of the dirt or the other side. It don't make a difference.
It never does, brother. It never does. When two bulls come together, one of them got to go down.
Now, guess what? We ain't doing too much talking. You got my information. Guess what? Now I'm locked, loaded, and hunting for you.
You locked and loaded?
Well, there's no need for you to say it. There's no need for us to discuss anymore.
Okay, cool. You know, while we at it, man, let me go and drop it all on you then. Because it seems like we need to go and get it all out the way. You cool? Right. You know what I'm saying? I think you need, you know, matter of fact, if you want to just keep it all the way real, you might want to go take a blood test about Alana and make sure you the papa to that.
All right.
Feel me?
Got it.
So, I'm going to have your wife give you a call, man, because we didn't contemplate it too long, and it's time.
You do that. You know my information. Like I said, you said enough. You hit enough bones there. Now I'm really locked, loaded, and hunting for somebody. So, you know what? I mean, somebody got to go.
What you mean?
Me and you.
Wait. What was all this somebody got to go?
Huh?
What you saying? Somebody got to go.
Somebody got to go, like.
Okay, you talking about either me or you? One of us got to go? See, because you're saying the wrong thing, because what you must understand is if I've given you as much information as I already have, that means I have enough information to know where you are, brother. You know nothing about me nor where I reside. So if you're going to talk about lock and load and somebody got to go, then you're saying it to the wrong person because I'm already up on you, player.
First off, you ain't really a North because you got a country accent. So second off, like, you're dealing with a real street. So however you want to handle it, you know my information. Guess what? I don't reside there no more. I ain't there no more. So guess what? Now you got to start from scratch like me.
So I tell you what, man. Homeboy. Here go the math, man. You ready for that? You ready for this math? You ready, player?
Math.
Here go the math. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You've been pranked by your wife.
I'm a killer.
Yeah, black man, chill out, boy. You kind of had me scared for a minute because you really wasn't flinching. You, whatever you eating over there, you never did stop eating on it.
Oh, I ain't going to stop eating. I'm going to keep eating. I listen to y'all every morning.
What's the baddest radio morning show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show.
Ooh.
Hey, dog,
that
let me tell
still
you something.
Man, me
he's a scary-ass bro right there. He ate the whole time. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. So y'all, so you got all my information. So you got one up on me. You know, I guess
nothing
I'm gonna start looking for you.
Nothing.
Gene was
yeah,
not
that.
The baby. Nothing.
Nothing moved him. He just kept.
I felt like an ass whooping was coming that time. That's I actually felt it.
I think this is the first prank where you knew. I think I'm in danger.
Yes, we all felt it, Steve. Yes.
Because the whole time I was listening, I was going, you know what? This the one.
This is
the one. Yeah. We've been talking about it. This, I think this is it right here.
This is it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a bit scary right there.
Talking about how you talking to him, Tommy. He said, with your country ass accent.
I know, you're not from the North.
No, he said,
you
not
ain't
from
no
Newark.
Northern. Boop.
Newark, right?
He said Newark.
I think he said Newark.
No, he said Northern N word. That's what he said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Gene was not
Tommy,
playing
that
with
was a
you.
Little scary.
Not about his girl.
Gene, if you're listening, hey man, good morning to your brother. Hope life is good. if you need anything, man, hey, I'm here for it, man. Whatever you need, man. I was just playing. You know? Yeah, much love to Gene.
Way too much, Tommy. We keep telling you.
And anybody with Gene caliber, good morning to y'all, man. Y'all different kind of people. Good morning. You know, laugh sometime, man. Damn. It's just jokes. Just.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. All Gene calibers out there. Yeah. Just, man, y'all relax. Just relax.
He said, I'm not going to ever stop eating.
Eating.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of food that was, but he wasn't letting up on it. But yeah, big up to Gene.
And now I'm hungry.
On a more sexier approach, you can catch me tomorrow night. Yeah, on the OWN Network, Ready to Love, as I navigate you through Ready to Love Miami. And so all you beautiful ladies out there, sit your husband down on the couch and get some Ready to Love. Your man, your boyfriend, whatever, and get you some Ready to Love on Friday night on the OWN Network, 8/7 Central. You understand? Thank you.
So good. All right. Nephew, thank you. Coming up next.
That would be sexy, nephew. Thank you, Sherry. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, sexy nephew.
You like that, didn't you? Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The subject, Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans. Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans. We'll find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Subject, Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans. Dear Stephen Shirley, you two are very fashionable, so I need your advice on how to talk to my husband. He seems to be going through a midlife crisis or something similar. We're both 56 years old and have been married since we were 30. We did get married, so I could become a U.S. citizen, but we were in love. I met him when he was stationed in my country, and we both had a lot of growing up to do. He was never trendy or fashionable because he wore a uniform to work until he retired recently. Now he's trying to be like the men he sees on social media. He follows online workouts, and he's been wearing his arms out a lot more. He's got a great body with big arms and nice muscular thighs, and it's the thighs that are creating the problem for him. He's not a suave guy at all, and he's trying out fashions from a store in the mall that I will not call out because I love shopping there too. I'm a size 6, so I can do that. He's 6'2 and kind of bulky, so he shouldn't be in that store at all. The shirts fit him, but they're almost too tight on his big arms. I cannot deal with the pants and the shorts, though. He chooses to buy the new trendy Hoochie Daddy shorts. And when we go out, he has to reach and pull them out of his crotch when he gets up and while he's walking. That's what women do. I feel like if you have to do all of that, they're not the right size or they're not made for your body type. Then there's the same issue with his jeans. He wears them so tight on his thighs that he's forcing them on and off, and he has marks on his legs afterwards. How do I get my middle-aged man to dress appropriately? It is getting rather embarrassing. Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment, but I have a few questions for you. Have you told your husband how you feel about his new style? I know you're asking us for advice, but, you know, sometimes you just got to let him know in a nice way, but just let him know, honey, maybe that shirt's a little too tight or, you know, something like that. You know, get a larger size. I think it would look better or show off your muscles more. But is he shopping at a woman's store? Because you said you like to shop there too. You shop there too. Is he trying to show off his body? Maybe that's what he's trying to do. But there are better ways to do it than, you know, seeing your man in Hoochie Daddy shorts. And what are those anyway? What does that mean, Hoochie Daddy shorts? Are they real tight? I don't know. Unless they're competing as a bodybuilder or weightlifter, I don't see a reason for any 56-year-old man to dress like this in public. I mean, just because you can doesn't mean you should. There is such a thing as age appropriateness, which is still really sexy without showing all of your stuff. I mean, I was really done when you said he was pulling his shorts out of his crotch every time he gets up from a chair. Some more questions for you. Is he a lifeguard? I mean, do you guys live on the beach? Is that why he dresses like that? In any event, it doesn't sound like he knows what to do. I mean, if he's just looking on social media and left up to his own devices, this is what he comes up with. I think, honestly, he needs a stylist. Maybe you can invest in a stylist. They do have people at department stores that will help put looks together for you, you know, in the appropriate size and all that. But you got to tell him how you feel about this. And he's, you know, way too grown just to be wearing stuff like this that doesn't fit. He should at least know that. Okay, Steve.
Well, seeing as how I don't give a damn about this letter and this don't seem like a major issue, I'm just going to address the points in the letter that I feel like talking about. Mm. I'm going to say before I read this letter, I ain't really trying to help you.
But that's what she wants.
I'm not. Well, sorry.
Come
appreciate
on.
You complimenting me and Shirley talking about we very fashionable. That ain't gonna help you with my response. He's going through a midlife crisis, you and your husband. We both 56 years old, mm-hmm. and been married since we was 30. So they've been married 26 years.
What?
We did get married so I could become a U.S. citizen, but we were in love. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to fix it now. I read that. You told the truth at first. You see that? You said, we did get married so I could become a U.S. citizen, but we were in love, though. No. Where you should have wrote this letter was, I love my husband deeply. We met while he was in the military, and we got married, and I became a U.S. citizen. That's what you should have said.
Okay.
But what you said was, we did get married so I could become a U.S. citizen, but we were in love. Letter that took a dark turn to me. He was stationed in my country, and we both had a lot of growing up to do. I wonder where y'all were.
Yeah, she didn't say.
Mm. Yeah, I got a couple of guesses, though, as I read the letter. When we come back, once again, Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans. I will not be trying to help her.
What are Hoochie Daddy shorts?
I don't think this letter is important. But I will just be talking about the stuff in the letter that I want to talk about. And I don't care if the mouth of the South did pick this damn letter out. I respond to this little ragged-ass letter
anyway.
Like I want to. And here I go when we come back. So
all right,
up,
anyway.
Monica.
Watch we'll have part two. Be quiet, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject is Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, Hoochie Daddy shorts and tight jeans.
Once again, I'm not going to be able to help this lady because I don't even care. But there are some things in the letter that I just want to talk about because I ain't got nothing to do today. This couple, they got married when they was 30 years old. They both 56. And then she made the alarming statement that we did get married so I could become a U.S. citizen. But we were in love, though. It's too late for that. You got married so you could become a U.S. citizen. But we were in love, though. Nah, you just wanted to come over here. That's all that
26
is.
26
years. Yeah, that's all. She just wanted over here. Now, this kind of got catalog bride written all over it, but I don't really know that because he was there and he saw it, so it wasn't in the catalog, but he met you somewhere. And it's a cute little love story, so let's go head on. And we both had a lot of growing up to do. You was already 30, damn. He was never trendy or fashionable because he wore a uniform to work until he retired recently. Well, he was in the military. You ain't got to know nothing about fashion. This is what we wearing. We all wear the same thing. Mm-hmm. Some great uniforms out there. And thank you for everybody that provides a service for us in the military. This ain't about you.
Thank you.
This is about the lady and her husband. Mm-hmm. Now he's trying to be like the men he sees on social media. He's following some online workouts, and he's been wearing his arms out a lot more. He's got a great body with big arms and nice muscular thighs. Well, we'll be the judge of that. we'll tell you if he got a nice ass body. He got big arms and he built nice. And he got nice pictures. Thighs. No, but see, words is worth a thousand pictures sometimes. You know how they say a picture is worth 1,000 words? Uh-huh. Sometimes words is worth 1,000 pictures. In this case.
Really?
So now she trying to make him more than he ought to be. He been wearing his arms out. He got a great body with big arms and nice muscular thighs. Keep that in mind. Watch this. And it's the thighs that are creating the problem for him. He's not a suave guy at all. Okay, now we starting to tell the truth now. All this big old great body, nice arms, muscular big thighs. Now all of a sudden, it's his thighs that are a problem. Because he not a suave guy. So, now he knocked me.
She did not say that.
Yeah, that's what it is, Shirley. When they say he's not suave at all, but he got big thighs and his thighs is the problem, he knocked me.
That's what you got out of that?
Yeah, that's what I got out of him. You know, that's he wearing shorts because he can't wear corduroys because he'll start a fire. Knock-kneed people can't wear corduroys.
I hate you.
Completely.
No, the starter. He's trying out fashions from a store in the mall that I will not call out because I love shopping there and I'm a size 6, so I can do that. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. We all at the same store.
Yeah.
Could this be the Express? The Express have different things. He can't be at H&M. Now, Zara is the one that has these high fashion places. Uh-huh. And, you know, they duplicate the high fashions. My kids have turned me on to that. They see what I'm wearing, then they go get the other version for it. Piss me off. They pay $20 for the pants. I don't spend damn $1,000 for them. And it look just like it. I'll be mad as hell. Anyway, so he knock-kneed and he been up to shopping at Zara. Now you a size 6, and he's 6'2" and kind of bulky. Now wait a minute now. You just said back up there, he got a real nice body and with big arms and nice muscular thighs. Now he's 6'2 and kind of bulky. Oh, now we got a little knock-kneed little fat man we talking about now.
She did not say that.
Yeah, that's what she said. A word is worth 1,000 pictures. So he shouldn't even be in that store at all. His fat ass in Zara trying to shop. And all they stuff is for slim cut people. You can't go in there. Fat people got to stay out of Zara. You need to be there. Y'all need to go to Lane Bryant for him. He can't be up in Zara. You got to go to Lane Bryant or Ashley.
They don't have men's clothes.
They ain't got no
Well,
men's
it don't matter. That's where he need to be. He wearing hoochie shorts. Get in there and get you size 16, something that'll fit you. Anyway, he chooses to buy the new and trendy hoochie daddy shorts. And when we go out, he got to reach up and pull them out of his crotch when he get up while he walking. Now, I don't know if you noticed this, but here's another picture that's worth 1,000 words. To pull your shorts out your crotch requires your fingertips. And he got these big-ass hands because you already said he's knock-kneed, man. And he big bulky, and he trying to put that. He pulling them out all day because he knock-kneed. See, I told you I wasn't trying to help you, so I don't really give a damn. That's what women do, and I feel like you shouldn't have to do that at all. Anyway, he's forcing them off and all this. Anyway, I don't know what store. He need to get his fingertips out of his crotch. And you need to just tell him, hey, you all need right, to quit pulling on your fat ass self. Okay. And you don't
We're
need
done.
To be in Zara no more. Your ass need to be in Rochester, big and tall.
We're done. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You need to be down at
Facebook
DXL shopping.
Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You need Coming to go to Walmart and buy that tank top that fit
after
everybody.
The hour, Sports Talk with Junior.
Got
right
the arm holes that you can stick down in your
we'll
belt.
Be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, let me let everybody know. First, Huntsville, Alabama, I'm coming to Stand Up Live September 1st. Go ahead and get your tickets at standuplive.com. Your favorite play cousin is coming to act a fool in the city of Huntsville, Alabama. I can't wait to see y'all. Thank y'all so much for requesting. Here I come. All right, I need Unc. I need pimping.
Always here, man. Always. It don't take long. I'm right here. What's up, Junior?
Man, how you doing, pimping?
Everything.
Your theme music.
I know you've been out and everything, getting married and everything. Congratulations, pimp.
Yeah.
Pimp, you all out in Maui, pimping and stuff like that. You know, I'm international. I ain't never been to Maui before. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Pippa, man, it's week two of the preseason. Man, I want you to get your pre-picks in so you can start warming up for the season. Pippa.
Oh, yeah. Don't nobody care nothing about the preseason. What you want to know?
Yeah, but go ahead. Let's go ahead and just do some picks, though, so you can just practice picking.
Practice pimping.
Yeah.
I don't really need practice pimping. It come natural.
All right, Pippa, go ahead. Let's see what I'm you listening. Think, though. Let's see how you feel about it, man. Okay. Bears versus Seahawks.
Oh, man, Bears going to win this right here. You know, they whooping on some people right now. The Bears going to be all night this year. Seahawks ain't got no Russell Wilson no more.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't give a damn who they going to throw the ball. They bring back Marshawn Lynch and let him quarterback.
Panthers versus Patriots, Pip.
Oh, Panthers and the Patriots. Oh, that's Baker Mayfield down there now.
Yeah.
With his angry ass. don't nobody care, but since I hate Boston, I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Here you go, Pippa. Saints versus Packers.
Oh, it's preseason. Aaron Rodgers ain't even going to play.
Yeah.
And Jameson Winston, I don't even know if he going to play because he might get hurt again. You know, he's fragile. He like a little piece of porcelain. I don't know why he playing football. He need to be playing volleyball or something. The way he be getting hurt. Love the way he throw, but damn, just as gentle and gentle. They don't even make these kids like that no more. I remember when I played football with two broke ankles one time.
You did. They don't even make them like that no more. Quarter,
I was the quarterback and handed the ball off to myself. I told him. Go ahead, Junior.
All right, here we go. Texas versus the Rams.
Stop.
In the name of
it's
love.
It's preseason. Anything can happen.
The Texans ain't going to win no damn game. Ever. Again. Y'all might as well quit calling. Why don't y'all just call it a baseball team? At least y'all know how to cheat.
Junior Pimpin, thank you for that sports report.
God. We'll be back with more. Thank you, Shirley. What's up?
Of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You're welcome. Right after this.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Well, we've teamed up with Seagram's Escapes to give away $1,500 cash, that's right, to create your own summer escape. To enter and get all the rules, visit steveharveyfm.com. $1,500 cash could be yours. Get all the info at steveharveyfm.com. Sip happiness with Seagram's Escapes, your new summer favorite. Now, speaking of summer and all of that, you know, some people are still grilling on the weekends, catching that last little bit of summer. And we saw this topic on Facebook, okay? The subject was, don't micromanage me when I'm grilling.
So this guy named Dave wrote in. He said, my brother won't grill / barbecue for our large family events anymore. He feels too many people have specific requests. He can't handle complaints. He can't handle things like cheese or no cheese or well done or medium. What kind of rub are you using? Is that vegan or meat? He says, my brother can really, really barbecue, but he is fed up. And now he's telling the family to get a caterer because he is done.
Hell yeah.
So he had a question for you, Steve, Tommy, and Junior. He wants to know if you have any suggestions to help his brother deal with these special food orders when he's grilling. He says he wants him back out there on that grill at least by the upcoming Labor Day weekend. So what advice do you guys have for him?
Well, before all hell, I just got one. I ain't got but one. The vegan people can go to hell. All of them. That's all I got to say. Rest of it blown to Uncle Junior. But them vegan people can go to hell.
Yeah. No, my thing with Tommy.
They want to eat too.
My thing with Tommy, if you're vegan, you need to leave now.
You don't need to even be coming by there.
They want to eat too.
No, we don't want you there.
No. Vegans get hungry.
You can't have a little side menu for the vegans?
Yeah, we got a side menu for them. They call sides. Yeah. That's what they call. It's called side. Slaw, baked beans, you know, and pick the ham out the baked beans because it's going in there. Take the bacon and stuff out the baked beans because they're going in there. Yeah. And here's my suggestion. Here's what you do. See, when I barbecue, I have kids that's vegan. You know, I got friends, you know, just come on. When I'm barbecuing, this high barbecue. I got warming drawers.
Why are you yelling?
Chicken, you can't get chicken is chicken. It got to be 165 in the middle. That's it. Now my steaks, my lamb chops, burgers, all this is medium rare. So when you get them out the warming drawer, if you want to pop them in the microwave and heat them up, it'll heat them down to medium, or you can leave it in there and turn it into shoe leather. That's on your ass. But we
still yelling.
Taking them off the grill at medium rare. Because when I reheat them up, I won't mind to go to medium.
Do you talk to your guests in the same tone?
I
don't talk to them at all.
I've been one
of the guests. I'm barbecuing. This ain't a social event. I'm out here cooking.
It is.
This is my kitchen. This
and
is
get
my
get out
sauce.
From around the grill. Get away
we,
from
no,
it.
No, this Dave is all the even, sauce we got.
Yeah.
But Dave can't even handle cheese or no cheese on your burger. I mean,
we're not
really.
Doing that. The cheese is in the refrigerator.
No.
You should know if you want cheese or not cheese.
But what if I want it melted on the grill?
Well, then you need to put your identify in. The burger you want.
Uh-huh.
Get your cheese out the refrigerator and be standing there because they're coming off at medium.
But he says don't even ask him well done or medium for your meat.
Well, I don't make well done meat. Megan.
Don't ask nothing.
Why are you talking just to the eat. Cook, first of all?
My damn assistant been with me 25 years, want everything well done. I'm not doing that to the food. It's well done. We can just give it to the damn dog.
And it is a social event. I bet
it is
different.
Not.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Y'all watch and then eat.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, the Democrats are feeling energized right about now. They were over 500,000 jobs added in the month of July. That's twice the expectations. Unemployment has fallen to 3.5%. The Inflation Reduction Act is set to pass, and there has been about 52 days of falling gas prices, okay? In addition, former President Trump is being investigated about the alleged mishandling of White House documents, and if he is
if he has violated the Espionage Act and other laws related to national security. Plus, recently, Trump invoked his Fifth Amendment rights during his deposition with the New York Attorney General Letitia James' office. Now, remember back in 2016, how could we forget this, when Trump blasted Hillary Clinton for pleading the Fifth in her probe of private email usage? Well, Trump said only criminals take the Fifth back then. So
remember
what
when
you,
he said
Trump?
That?
Yeah, I remember. So what are you? I know I am, but what are you?
I'm focused on $500,000 added last month.
Yeah.
My uncle missed all $500,000.
Really,
he's
is
still unemployed. How the hell?
Who? Who, Junior?
My uncle missed all $500,000. He's still what the hell is he doing?
I love God. Your family, Junior.
How you missed $500,000 job, though?
That's a lot.
Because you about to call me this month talking about I need $500,000 job. Your ass missed all of them.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Let's jump right into it. Would you rather out-earn your partner or have your partner out-earn you? You want to make more money or you want your partner to make more money?
We the men. Do what you...
What?
Man, my partner ain't got to work. We good. I'm holding it down.
The question is, would you want to out-earn your partner or would you want them to out-earn you?
I wish to God
she could out-earn you.
My wife could out-earn me.
Yeah.
Woo!
Boy. So the day what after do, that happens, oh, I'm through. I'm out. I'm done. Bye.
Stay at home. You're a stay-at-home
dog husband. I'm a stay-at-home husband.
Oh, that's right.
As long as I get to keep the money I make it and she out-earn me,
yeah,
my turn. Yep. See what you're doing today? Getting my nails done?
Yes. That's what I'm talking about, Steve. Yes.
See what you're doing? Finna go have tea with my friend.
Not a tea party.
Y'all have a tea party now? No, Tommy like green tea, though.
Junior,
absolutely. And what you doing tomorrow? Oh, I don't know.
Man, if she can beat me by a dollar, I'm telling you right now.
Not a dollar.
By a dollar?
Just by a dollar, she out-heard me, boy.
And you're
I'm
good.
Up.
I love
boy,
it.
I'm good. I swear to God. Oh, man.
All right. Would you rather move to a new city or town every week, or would you never be able to leave the city or town you're in?
The city I was born in?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moving every week before I go to live in Northwest Virginia. You got to be out your rabbit ass mind. Man, that ragged ass store down there, they ain't got nothing in there I want. How you get it? The store sell clothes, food, and washing machines. What is we doing down here? The store in Northwest Virginia sell clothes, candy, food, washing machine, feed, tractor supply,
cracklings,
bridles. They sell
bridle
tack. They call it tack. They selling tack gear. That's stuff to ride a horse and plow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
They selling plow mechanisms and trailer parks. Man, I wish, man, hell no.
Oh, man.
All right. Been on that trailer today.
Would you rather your celebrity crush be able to read your mind, or would you rather your celebrity crush have access to your internet history?
Either one is the same thing.
Yeah, same.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey, and it's our last break of the day right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. you can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday as we head into this weekend, baby. Yeah. Yep, the weekend. Steve, before we get out of here, we had a voicemail from a caller named Seeley. She wanted to ask you about her relationship. She needed some relationship advice.
All right. Hey, Steve. My name is Seeley. I am a mother of three. I've been with my husband for 16 years, and we've hit a pretty tough time. I'm wondering what I can do because my husband is no longer attracted to me. I'm sick. I have hyperthyroidism, and he consistently tells me that he's not attracted to me anymore. And I need to put on my makeup. So what can I do, Steve?
Yeah, what you gonna tell her?
Well, first of all, I couldn't understand a couple of things, so I have a couple of questions that maybe the ladies can answer for me. Did she say she had been married 60 years?
16, I think.
She said 16.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought she said she was sick. Yeah, she did say that.
She said she was sick, and I think she said she was been married 16 years ago.
Oh, she didn't say she was thick.
No.
Oh,
been married 60 years and was thick. I was saying, you know, you pretty much had a full run.
You make me sick.
Okay? I mean, I was just going to say, with that combination of 60 years and you think that you've had a full run, don't worry about it. You're probably not attracted to him anymore. And then I didn't know she was married. I thought like she was still dating or something. Yeah, trying to get out in the dating game. I was just going to say, you might want to start by quit calling yourself Seeley. We can start right there. You need a nickname or something. Call yourself CC or you know, Lily or C Baby or Lil C, or maybe go with C to the I to the E. You know, something like that. And try to create a little more youth. But that's if you had been married for 60 years. Uh-huh. You know, you need to start wearing makeup, maybe just put your makeup on. He said, you know what? I think turnabout is fair play. Person tell me they not attracted to me, you know, I put it on the other foot, you know. Well, I ain't attracted to you either.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You know, your ass ain't all that.
Oh, so this, uh-uh. This you is know, what she needs
deflect,
to say.
Yeah,
deflect,
you know, sometimes
deflect.
You just got to get it off you. Mm-hmm. Because you're not handling it well. You call in here, you're sounding sad. Do something about it, Seeley. Do something to make yourself feel good. You know, get yourself together to where you okay with you. Yes. He may not ever be okay with you, but you got to get okay with yourself, though.
I liked it.
You know, and I would go somewhere and just do some things to make myself happy. You ain't got to make him happy. He go to hell.
Yes, come on.
You know, ain't nobody what they used to be.
I like it.
You know, what's his name? Like Otis or Otto? You know, he probably got an old ass name too.
Mister.
Sounds like Mister.
Yeah.
You know? You know, but just get yourself together, you know? Find you some things you like to go do. Quit wrapping yourself up into this man that ain't wrapping himself up into you no more. You know, things could have run its course. Divorces happen all the time. I'd rather be divorced and happy than married and miserable.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So CC, Lily, C Baby, Lil C, C to the I to the E, you know.
If you say that one more time, C to the I to the E.
Yeah, you know, get you a young nickname. She need a young nickname, Seeley. Seeley just selling old, you know. Might as well be Agnes. Gwen.
So you're telling her to love herself, to start with herself.
Love yourself. You can't make nobody do nothing for you that you ain't doing for yourself. You sitting up in here, Seeley, feeling bad about yourself, but then you want somebody to feel good about you. That ain't how it works.
Mm-hmm. Feeling low.
You got to feel good about yourself.
That's right. That's right.
That's good advice.
It starts with you. That's right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you got to get yourself together. Go do you.
Yeah.
Man, quit trying to fit in somebody else's image of who you need to be and fit into your own image of yourself.
Yeah, be attractive to yourself, if not.
Yeah, if he ain't attracted to you, I bet you somebody is. Mm-hmm, get yourself together. Now, if you ain't wearing no makeup and used to wear makeup, you get some makeup done. Go down to the department store and say, look, I just need some help. Tell a woman I'm going through some things and I just, could you just show me how I could do the basics of a nice little makeup for me? You know? Then, you know, just start walking. You don't need a gym membership. If that's what, if you said you was, did she say she was thick?
Sick. She said she was sick.
Did you listen?
That's what you heard. You heard thick instead of sick.
Well,
she said she had.
She had what?
She said she was. She had hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that part clearly. Now that.
Yeah, she said she had hyperthyroidism.
Yeah, but you could probably still walk though.
Yeah.
Because I know that thyroid got to do with that pituitary gland and all that. That creates Graves' disease and all that. So you might want to just still just go on and walk, get you some doctor advice, follow what your doctor saying, you know.
And take care of your
Start walking, get your makeup done, and get a nickname. Quit calling yourself C.
Why is that important?
Here we
got to get a nickname. Can't have that old ass name. You hear that every day. Kind of throw you back every time you feel like you're going forward. You're throwing you back to the 1800s. You know, I don't want my name to be in the 1800s. I'm trying to come out of it. I don't want to go back to 1844.
It's time to go.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.